Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey everybody, my name's Linda, and my question for you guys all this week that I want you to think about is he actually hot, or is he just in charge of you? He's your boss.
Ooh, is he your boss, or is he hot?
Or do you just, he's your boss?
Is it just because he's your boss?
You know?
Yeah. Ooh, burn. That's a good one. All right, well, I'm Brenda, and as my good friend Beyonce says, tomboy, bye. Tomboy, bye. Tomboy, bye. That's all I have to say about that.
The way you said it, that was really good. Wow, that was a good one.
Thanks.
All right, guys, this is a podcast. Your neighbors just saw me with a microphone in my hand. Your neighbors just saw me with a funny microphone in my hand.
Hi, let's pretend we're asleep.
Let's lean back a little bit. I'll just talk louder for you girls. Okay, good. Yeah.
Turned my back to them.
Do you remember that secret blooper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a secret blooper.
I think that was actually the funniest part of the episode.
Damn.
I love it with that music behind it.
I love a good background music.
Yeah, maybe this whole last minute and a half can be that for this.
Perf.
All right, anyways. Girls, this is a podcast where we are both sisters of each other. She's older than me. I'm Linda, by the way, if you forgot already. This is my voice. And we love to talk to you about pop culture things and gossip and sometimes true crime, sometimes murders and conspiracy theories, and sometimes our mom comes on the podcast and talks shit and you guys like that, and we're just silly goofy girls. We have ADHD and you like that. We don't follow along one plot line. So that's us. This is us.
Our mom last week, man.
This podcast is called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda, by the way, but
our mom last week, dude, she brought it. I did not expect her to bring it like that.
The funny thing is, I think she doesn't really understand that we're like, it's like a real podcast.
Like, she forgets she
forgets that she even did that. She hasn't listened to it again.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what she
was just speaking
like
her mind.
Yeah, but she like really
that's
read.
How she always talks, y'all. Like, that's
yeah,
how
that's
she always
just
is,
her all
by
the
way.
Time.
Like, P.S., like,
yeah, I'm saying, like, it wasn't a performance for the podcast.
Fuck that.
She could
like,
give
that's
two
just
fucks
mom.
That we were recording.
If anything, she was calmer.
Yeah.
Way calmer.
Yeah.
She normally would have been tearing up a storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just our mom. She's a yeller.
She is a yeller, but she read Candace for filth.
She hates Candace. But what can we say?
I mean, we are
all Team Monique here.
Yeah. I wonder how Monique is now.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know the behind story on, like, why she actually left. Like, did she just not get brought back, or did she choose?
I don't know. I didn't really finish watching.
Not to come back. I don't know.
I think that fight they got into was like the last episode I watched, honestly.
Oh my goodness! I hated the way they handled it.
Yeah, I've heard
about. Oh yeah, corrections corner. Last week, yeah, I said something, some shit. Like I said, Kid Fury said that the women were misrepresented. No, no, no. He was saying that Giselle said the women were misrepresented.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what the fuck? They're all on reality TV.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to put words in his mouth.
Kid Fury is from the Reed podcast that we both
like
and listen to.
I feel like we reference them a lot. We should probably like
we should.
Say hello.
And honestly, that's like the first podcast that I ever really started listening to. I don't even remember how I found it, but I've been listening to it for like 5 or so years.
You're the one that told me. I didn't know. I'd never heard.
It's a really favorite podcast, guys.
It's
so
definitely in my top 5 roundup. Like, I mean, I listen to Fuck Yeah on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's also
podcast.
When Law and Order SVU Messed Up podcast comes out too. But yeah, it's that those are interchangeable. Like,
yeah.
Those are my tops.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? Did you want to talk about the Thomas Rhett concert?
Yeah, how was it?
Well, it's gonna be a long one. If you really want to, I don't have to, I'm gonna get into it.
Okay,
it
so Linda works at a concert venue, and she worked at, what is it?
Thomas Rhett? What is it? Thomas, that's what I said, that, like, who the fuck? Thomas Rhett.
I don't know this person, but okay.
If you've ever seen pictures of him, which I don't know why you would, he looks like, I'm not trying to be mean, but he looks like a character from like the... Why are you being weird?
Never.
Anyways, he looks like a character from The Lord of the Rings is the best way I can describe it. He just
like
looks
a hot one?
No. Like a funny little... It's going to sound mean, but I just mean like as a character. If he were to be a character...
Like a hobbit?
He would be a hobbit or like a troll of some sort.
That's fine.
It's fine, whatever. The girls loved him. It was like a really packed concert, whatever. Okay, listen. It was going great. Everything was going great for me. I had two big sections. It was hot as shit, but I was doing great.
It was so hot.
And oh my God, the hot boss.
Oh gosh.
I'm like, as soon as I get there, which I come in kind of late, I'm like standing at the corner of the bar and I see this guy running around with a shirt on that lets me know that he is in charge of me somehow. And
what kind of shirt?
He had on the shirt with like the emblem of the like
people that polo
I work
shirt?
Like the company that I actually work for.
Oh, whoop-dee.
I don't technically work for the venue.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Okay. So I knew he worked for the same people as me somehow, and he was running around like he was in charge of shit. And I was like, who is this guy? Because I haven't seen him yet all concert season. I was like, is he kind of hot? Because he had long hair, bandana. If he ever listens to this, he's going to know I'm describing him. He had tattoos all over his arm. I was like watching him pretty hard from like across the area, whatever. And he was talking to the girl who has been my boss up until this point. Like, she was my boss when I worked there a few years ago. They were talking. So after, whatever, he ran off somewhere. And then she came over and talked to me and said, like, oh, I got to give him a fake name.
Benny.
It's a good one. She was like, oh, yeah, Benny is back. And I was like, hold on, that's
Benny? Benny's back?
That's Benny? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, wow.
Benny. Okay.
Benny used to Benny. Serve with me. Like,
Benny.
He came in kind of late the last season I worked a few years ago, and he was a server too, and he was cool. We were friends, and we talked shit together, and whatever. I don't remember thinking like that he was real hot, but he was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Guess what?
He got hot.
He's in charge of the little club I work in now.
But is he hot because he's your boss?
Is he hot because he's my boss?
Or is he actually hot? I don't know. Is he, like, jacked?
I don't know. Because when I went over to where he was standing, he looked right at me, and he was like, hey, Linda, with a big smile. And I was like, oh, you recognize me? And he was like, because it's been a few years. And I didn't recognize him.
It's been a while.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like,
nice motorcycle.
Nice cool bike. I was like, oh, I didn't recognize you. And he was like, well, yeah, like, because you got a bunch of tattoos and shit.
Here I am with long hair and tattoos. Yeah. Rock me like a hurricane.
He's like kind of in charge of me.
Wearing a bandana?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
long hair.
Around
ponytail.
Which way?
Like a messy band. Not like he did it perfected.
Like,
it was like a triangle kind of bandana tied around to keep his hair
like,
out of his eyes. And he
like
had
a headband. Like a tennis.
Yeah, like a headband.
Like a Luke Wilson type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
From the world.
Not quite, homes. But almost. He had a low ponytail. So the headband,
that's
I don't know if it was going over the ponytail or under it like I would do as a girl.
Mm,
I don't know.
That's a weird, okay.
I don't remember, but yeah, is he hot? Maybe, but is he hot because he's my boss? Yeah.
Oh my lord.
It definitely makes things different. I'm not, look, guys, don't get excited. I'm not trying to say I'm trying to date my boss. I'm not trying to make him my boyfriend. Nothing like that. I'm just saying.
But I get what you're saying.
As a 4-degree Aquarius moon, I need some kind of work boyfriend thing happening to keep me entertained at work.
It just keeps it fun.
Or I'm going to quit because I'm bored and I hate work. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you
nothing
mean.
Nothing serious. Just someone to kind of try to... It's actually... It makes
it's
me work better.
It's just a friendly
It makes me work
thing.
Better because I want to impress my boss that was already a friend that I think is cool and kind of hot. So when I
just
go
get on
to
his
like,
good side.
I did. I went up to him at some point
it's
in the middle of the night. And
just
was like,
for work dynamics. Like, you know?
I was like, do you know where the Clorox wipes are?
Hell yeah, girl.
And he
get
was like,
the Clorox
yeah.
wipes.
And he brought me to the storage closet, which usually is locked for me.
Excuse
my
me.
Fault. But he coughed. My fault.
My
but
fault.
But he opened it right away, and I was like, oh, it was unlocked? And he was like, yeah, they unlock it once the show starts. And I was like, oh, whenever I try it, it's locked. So, like,
yeah.
I try to make it sound like I do try to find Clorox wipes.
I tried.
Then he gave me the whole thing, and I was like, awesome. And then I want to clean the tables good and, like, look like I'm on my shit and doing a good job and I'm a good worker.
Great.
Would I want to impress some old bitch, stupid, ugly guy boss? No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't care, but I care a little bit more now. You know what I mean? So it's actually a good thing for him.
It's a good look for you. It's a good look for him.
It's just a fun little performance to do for 5 hours in 95 degree heat.
Yeah, you know? No, I mean, I understand.
That's it.
What are you going to do? It's a hot girl summer.
It is literally a hot girl summer.
Literally. That was such, like such an unbearable day, that day.
It was so... And then it started storming. Mm-hmm. Everything was going good for me. Everything was working. I had two big sections. I was doing great. Everybody was being nice. Then it started, like, torrential downpour, worst storm ever. I had to go hide under the bar with all the other workers, and it was humid and hot and the worst night.
It was horrendous.
And then I made no money the rest of the night.
Oh, no.
I only, like, was serving for, like, probably 30 to 45 minutes, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't...
And then it was done?
Well, for me, like, when it rains, no, but if it was done for me, it was the end of my night. Thomas Dress had his performance or whatever. That's what everybody was there for. They weren't there for me. Like, I always think when I get there. Every time I walk into work, I really do think, like, this is my show. Yeah. I run this place. I can do whatever I want tonight.
Right.
I work here. And every time I walk through the pavilion, I always think, like, everybody's looking at me.
Summer, yeah.
They're not watching the concert. They're all actually looking at me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel working there. That's why I
do it. It's kind of how you have to be when you're in the service industry. Like, you have to. Because you do get treated like shit sometimes.
I mean, I'm working for tips. I have to try to think that people like me, right?
It's a hot girl summer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
What are you going to do?
Be fake.
Yeah.
Be an actress.
I have to.
Be a main character.
Be a main character.
I am, basically.
Basically. I had something to ask you, but I don't remember now.
Damn.
How was the music?
Do you want to know at what point I wanted to murk myself?
Yes.
All right. Let me explain it to you like this. The night after it started raining is annoying, because I still have to work out in the club in the rain, right? So I'm wearing a poncho, it's hot, it's humid.
Ew.
I feel like I'm in a freaking greenhouse.
I don't like ponchos very much.
I'm not really waiting on anybody because it's raining. Nobody's going to come over there.
Have to wear a poncho?
What if was because I have to... I do wear an apron with a bunch of stuff in it that I have to keep kind of dry.
Well, duh, but so. Like, what if you have your own attire?
I don't have a raincoat.
Oh,
so I
my
do,
fault.
So technically, yes, I do have to use
my
poncho.
Fault. You need one.
I have to. I don't get somebody buy me one. I don't own a raincoat.
Maybe I can loan.
I own like loan, a trench coat, but that's not.
Maybe
really
I can give you one.
Okay,
yeah, I gave you one.
What?
It's like a North Face one. It's too hot for
it's
hot girl.
It's too small for this hot girl.
Oh. All right. Anyway, we'll
figure
it out.
Anyways, I wear a poncho. Whatever. What was I trying to say?
It was miserable.
It was miserable, but I feel like I was going to say something. Oh, the music. The point I wanted to murk myself. So I'm trying to give you the backstory leading up to it.
What?
I already want to murk myself. It's hot. I'm not making money. I still have to stand in the rain. There's nowhere for me to sneak off and go smoke a sneaky work break cigarette, because that's what I wanted to do, because I was frustrated. I'm hungry. I'm hot. I have to be here all night. Whatever. I couldn't find a freaking place, because the only places with a roof over them so that I wouldn't get wet are places in front of people. I can't wear my uniform and smoke cigarettes in front of people. My fault. I got in trouble for that last time.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the thing.
They're weird about it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not making money right now. Nobody needs me. And my boss is my hot friend now, so I'm not really worried about getting in trouble.
You can get away with things when your hot boss is
yes,
your hot boss.
Yes, you can. And he already knows that I'm a bullshitter, because when he was a server with me back in the day, I used to tell him that I'm a bullshitter.
Working in the service industry, I can tell you, it's best to be bros. It's best to be bros with the manager. I'm not saying flirt.
Yeah, bros.
I'm not, it's a bro
flirt
thing.
A little bit.
It's
flirt a little bit.
It's a friendly bro thing. Like, y'all are not gonna hook up.
No,
it's
nothing
like that. It's just like a friendly bro.
Yeah.
That he
I mean,
will
like, you
cut
used
you
to
some
ask
slack.
Me for cigarettes, so like,
yeah,
we know what
like
we're doing
you
here.
Guys share a bond.
Mm-hmm.
He'll cut you some slack because of that, and he knows you're cool, so he trusts you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm a good worker. Let's not forget.
Right. Like,
I really am when I want to be a good worker. And they know that, and that's why I do get away.
Totally, friendly bro, but don't disrespect me.
I don't think he ever would.
If he
and
does, then tell him to hit the hay.
Well, so I'm trying, okay, so I really wanted to sneaky smoke a cigarette, so I was like, fuck this, I'm going to escape. So I left the club, and all you have to do is kind of just act like, walk with a purpose, act like you have something to do,
obviously.
That's what I do, obviously. Go into the pavilion, whatever. So I start walking across the pavilion to go to like the other side of the venue where I check in, because those are where some tents are outside, and that's where people go sneaky smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
So like nobody would care. But as I'm walking, the as I'm walking the first time, one of my bosses was walking towards me, and I didn't want her to be like, why are you going to that side, blah, blah, blah. So I turned around and went back out. And then I was like, no, fuck this. No, I gotta do it now or never. I have to go or I'm going to scream at someone. I need to go sneaky smoke something.
Right.
Okay? So I'm about to lose my mind already.
Up in
the
here.
Second I walk back into the pavilion, do you want to know what I heard?
What? Yeah.
Imagine 20 plus thousand white people singing together in unison.
Uh-oh.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, no, not.
Exactly. As soon as I walked in and I heard that, it was like my instinct to turn. I turned around. I did a U-turn and I walked right back out. But then I was like, hold on. I'm not going to be able to escape it. I'm at a concert
venue.
Are you
fucking kidding
me? There's nowhere
that's
I have
sweet
to hear.
Caroline, are you kidding me?
So I'm walking through this pavilion on a mission to get somewhere to smoke something, and all of these people are in my way and they're all screaming in my ears, bum bum bum.
That's not even a southern song. What are you
I
talking
couldn't
about?
Think of a worse scenario for me to be in. That's my worst nightmare. They love that song. They
Why?
Love it. Don't you get it?
No.
You don't know how the whites are? They sing it at bars? They
yeah,
sing it on
but
buses?
That's like a New England thing. It's like a northern thing. Like, it's like a...
Dude.
It's not a southern thing.
I think it's just a white cultural thing at this
point.
I
guess.
I think
yeah,
it's just like
sure.
a white anthem. I can't.
It's like the Boston Red Sox anthem.
Well,
fuck them.
It's like how the girls are with that Journey song.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
I hate that song. And nobody can sing it in karaoke. Don't fool yourselves, girls.
But every time it comes on at a bar,
you're
everybody...
fooling yourselves when you think you can actually sing that song in karaoke.
Well, they can't, but they're going
to
sing it.
It's very hard to sing.
They're all going to sing it in unison.
I sang ABBA in
because you're cool.
unison, but it was Dancing Queen, also way too hard to sing.
But it's cool.
But I was with a group of girls.
Sweet Caroline? What is it giving?
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It makes me sick.
Vanilla. Goodbye.
Can we stop it with that?
Well, I got out of there and took my ass to the tent where I check in, where the girls check me in. And I was like, hey.
That's when you say, can I
is
be
there,
cut off?
Is there a tent or somewhere that I can, like, smoke a cigarette, please? And she said, this one right here. And she,
oh, good.
She brought me in her tent. And then I sat next to all of them and smoked cigarettes with her and these two old ladies.
Perfect.
So, you know.
So it all worked out.
I mean, I made $9 in cash that night, but
that's
it,
fucking.
You know,
what do you mean by in cash?
Because that's like cash that I take home with me. Otherwise, any tip that I get on a credit card, it goes
on
my check.
Are you fooling me?
So I have to wait to get them until I get my check.
No. Oh, okay. But you did make like.
Well, not much because I was only a waitress for 30 minutes before the tsunami came.
Gosh, you know what? Props to you. Props. I do not miss. I worked off and on as a server for off and on for years, and I cannot say I miss it.
It sucks.
Even when you were like, do you want to do this again? I was like, I made a vow to myself for my own personal reasons. It's not, you know, it's nothing against, I have a lot of respect for the service industry. Like, but for me, I was like, I don't want to do this again.
I will say though, this one is a little different. This one, I think you would be good at, and I think, I mean, I talk shit
about
it a lot,
I mean,
but at the end of the
day, it's
fun to walk around and see people having their life and being drunk, you know?
Well,
you have funny conversations with people. Last night, I made friends with one of these girls I was waiting on before it stormed. She came back later drunk and was like, my best friend just got kicked out. And I was like, what? The girl you were with earlier? And she was like, yeah, I don't even really know what happened. And then
oh
she
my
said,
goodness.
I was like, what happened? What happened?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know. I think she, like, got into a fight with somebody. That I'm not worried. I have a babysitter tonight. Like, she was trying to have her hot girl summer. She didn't give a shit. We talked shit about
it's
it. She was trying to find places to smoke cigarettes. She was asking me, and I was like, girl. Because she was like, do people care? And I was like, well, I'm the wrong
know.
One
was
to ask.
Such like,
no,
a non-smoking area.
Well,
for employees, obviously, but not for...
I think she was concerned because there was, like, a kid somewhere.
Okay.
But I was like, you know, I'm the wrong one to ask because, personally, I don't care, but, like, I don't really
I mean,
know
you're at a
are.
Concert. What do you expect?
But, yeah, anyways, I think you would actually have fun.
I mean, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long time since I've been a server, so...
It's not, like, a real server job, like, in a restaurant. It's more lax, even though they try to act like they have rules. I don't know. Actually, maybe it's just because I'm good at what I do.
But I can't handle $9 a night.
Sis. That's what I'm saying. The only time it really sucks is nights like that.
Like I don't have the time. That's like when I just.
Well, that's like having the risk reward helps. Thing. Like that's the reward. You know, the night for the most part, I had to stand in the rain. It's hot. I'm not making money. I'm hungry. I'm tired. But the reward, my boss was hot. That kept me entertained.
But what are you making hourly? Because when I was doing it, it was very pathetic.
Like 9-something.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I did it the first time, it was 6-something. And it was actually $6 at
even. Okay, dude, that's game changer. When I was a waitress, I fucking made $2.25.
Yeah. That's how most restaurants are. That's what I'm saying. This one's a little better because I'm not working for a restaurant. I'm working for an actual like service company.
Okay, that changes a little bit, but still, yeah. I don't know. We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, this is a long intro, but actually not really because our pop culture segment is going to be Pop, Lock, and Drop It very short. I only have like one really quick thing I want to talk about, honestly, but then we do have a lot of things for Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Yeah, we do.
So, I mean, this is 20 minutes? This is it? We haven't taken a break yet?
Yeah,
no. Actually, it feels like we've been talking for 45 minutes to me.
That's why I checked the time because I was like,
"This is it for real.
This is us." It.
And we actually have to cut out a couple minutes,
yeah,
and make that the silly sneaky blooper.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us. You want to talk about anything else really quick? Shit.
What else? What else? What else?
What?
The podcast To Live and Die in LA season 2 just had another episode, and they're gonna have their season finale next week. And you would really actually like it if you listened to it, but...
I don't really like true crime podcasts, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to listen to happy things like The Read and The Friend Zone.
If anybody likes this, listen to, the next... Well, you probably already have. But, oh, my gosh. They interview the girl, Elaine Park, who is still... She's never been found. She, went missing in, 2018 or some shit. But her... boyfriend or on and off whatever kind of boyfriend, like a Reggie situation, was the last person that saw her and was with her, and there was camera, but her leaving his property because his dad's a big time producer or whatever, before she went missing, and then her car was found and nobody's found her. But this season 2 of Up and Vanished, oh my god, not
have
up
you
and
been
vanished.
Describing Up and Vanished?
Not Up and Vanished.
Oh my god,
To Live and Die in LA, that's what it's called.
Okay,
I was listening to them both at the same time, but no, To Live and Die in LA season 2. I didn't even know, I thought it was ended, but the latest episode is the dude, the guy that runs the podcast.
It's a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love him. His name is
Ethan?
Neil, I think.
Oh.
I think it's Neil, but don't quote me. But I like him. And he has a friend named Jaden. A friend. It's a private investigator. But he has a team of people. But anyway.
What's his voice like?
Oh, man. Do you want to know what his voice is like?
Yeah, I do. What is it?
I can't.
What?
I can't.
It's hot?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No, it's not bad. I can't.
Is it kind of our friend?
It's very NPR.
Scoot? Oh, I like NPR.
It's a little bit
voices.
Scoot. It's a little bit Scoots from...
Sleep With Me podcast.
Sleep With Me. And it's a little bit... it's not a little
Anthony
bit
Scudamucci?
It's a little bit NPR.
I like NPR.
Yeah, it's very endearing.
Okay.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's sexy, but no, it's very endearing.
Sometimes strange voices are sexy ones.
Oh my god, Scooter. Oh my gosh, I have a crush I have a crush on Scooter, but don't tell anybody.
Do you want to know whose voice is sexy, but I am ashamed to say it, and please guys don't cancel me. I know everybody hates Joe Rogan. I get it.
I don't know his voice.
I'm so embarrassed to say this, guys, please. I get it. He sucks. Everybody hates him. I understand he's stupid, and he talks about stupid things sometimes. Most of the time. However, his voice puts me right to sleep. So sometimes
Are you kidding?
I'm not. I do listen to his podcast to go to sleep sometimes. Just to go to sleep. I like his voice as a sleepy podcast.
I don't hold it against you, I guess. I actually don't know his voice. I've never listened to his podcast.
I know, but remember that show, Fear Factor?
Yeah, but I don't remember his voice.
And he's you should listen to it.
I don't remember thinking he was hot at all.
I'm not really saying he's hot.
But his
even
voice,
though I do kind of think he's hot, but his voice is hot, and I do like to fall asleep to it. It's like calming to fall asleep to.
Some voices just get you. Scooter, I mean,
Do you know Duncan Trussell? You do. I know you do in a weird way. Remember that, it wasn't Drunk History, but it was a show that was like that on
I
Viceland.
I love Drunk History.
Remember they like retold like stories on that Viceland show? Do you remember the one where he talked about like the weird dominatrix night he had after his mother, I think, died? And it was like a weird funny thing. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Okay. He's got a weird funny voice. He has a show on Netflix, The Midnight Gospel. It's like a animated show. They like... It's like animated, but it's the content is like taken from his podcast. Like he had an episode of his podcast with my fault.
Hey, Brenda here. My fault. We had to take a little bit of a weird break because I could not stop coughing. Ooh, Leroy. All right, back to it. My fault. Oh yeah, and then we accidentally go from talking about that Duncan Trussell dude straight back into Harriet the Spy randomly. My fault.
You don't have a father.
All those horsey.
All that times about you saying that your dad took you into fucking ride horses is garbage. He hasn't seen you in 2 years. Do you want to know why, Marion?
Why? She didn't say why.
Because he doesn't love you.
That is a burn.
What a bad bitch.
Well, I can't say Marianne didn't deserve it.
I remember the first time hearing it being like, not the first time. Not the
petty.
First time hearing it because I was probably like a kid. But like the first time when I saw it again on TikTok, it kept getting worse. She said, you don't have a father. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And she said, he doesn't love you. Whoa, girl. Your father lives in Amsterdam.
She hit it.
Yeah, dude. What a bad bitch.
All those bullshit horse.
What were we talking about before we coughed a lot?
What were we talking about?
Did you just read that text from Dad?
No. Do you recognize this guy from TV?
Who? If it's Shia LaBeouf, I'm gonna kill myself.
Stop it. Stop saying that.
I don't know. I was just about to say, I don't recognize any of these guys from TV, but 4 of these guys look like they could be my boyfriend.
Yeah,
so
I see 2, at least, but...
There are 2 that could be boyfriends and 2 that could be daddies, so...
Damn it. Well, maybe I should answer my dad, but, anyway,
what
all right,
were we
yeah.
about for real before
what
we started coughing? About? We were talking about something for real. We had to... Then we were like, oh, we're gonna cut it because you started coughing. My fault. Oh, Duncan Trussell's podcast was good. My fault.
Oh, yeah.
That
well,
was basically
is his voice stuff. Hot, though?
Well, it's kind of like Scoots, is what I was trying to really say.
Okay.
It's not...
It
it's
grows
like kind
on
of
you?
Weird. It's endearing.
I cannot...
And I think you would really like his podcast. He talks to really cool people about spiritual... I just listened to...
Yeah.
I just started listening
like,
to it
once
again.
Once you start listening
to
somebody...
He talked to this cool girl that's a witch, and she talked all about, like, protecting your space and casting a bubble with the white light.
Heck,
and,
yeah.
Like, meditating with, like, magic things, and it was really cool.
Alright. Well, I would definitely... What is it called?
Duncan Trussell Family Hour, and you would
also
love... I
just can't get over his name.
The,
what
the
fuck is his name? Duncan Trussell?
I know. Yeah.
Duncan is his first name.
Yeah.
Trussell? How do you spell it?
Trussell.
Like Russell, but Trussell?
Yeah.
But why? Okay, what's his middle name?
Good question. We should
That's
tweet him and ask.
Okay.
We should DM him
I just
and ask.
Can't get past that name. Duncan Trussell.
I'm telling you right now that you would like his voice, you would like his content, you would like him,
okay,
you
I'm
would
in.
Like his stories,
I'm
and you would love the theme song.
Can we hear it, Dunky?
Can we listen to it? Can we get him on the
Dunky,
podcast?
Dunky, get on here.
All right, should we take a dip?
Yeah, let's take a little dip. And we'll come back with a little bit of pop culture.
Just a little bit, just a little very tiny bit of pop, lock, and drop it.
Yeah.
Don't speak, Leroy, I have to record this podcast, please.
He's gonna go lay down forever.
Good boy. All right.
Wow, what
go.
A good boy. Okay. All
right, great. Pop, lock, and drop it is the pop culture segment, but I only have one thing to talk about you, and that's it. But it's...
Wow.
It's a good thing, and she knows what it is. We're gonna talk about...
I already forgot.
No, you didn't. We're going to talk about Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz riding around on a bicycle together.
Oh my gosh, I want to ride my bicycle.
Next to them or on theirs?
I don't even know where to begin. How do I start? How do I live
without
you?
When did this start is my question, because I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
first
have
of
that
all,
photo.
I don't have that tea.
I don't.
I didn't even know about it until that little
I don't think teffy. Anybody knew about it until that picture came out.
I don't know why I always say little Teffy, but
little
hello,
Teffy.
Teffy.
Hello, Teffy.
Little Teffy, my girl.
She might as well be our third podcast host because
like
we mention
our
her
soul
every time.
Sister, but... Yeah, I didn't even know this was happening until
Teffy
told me.
Me too. Well, I saw the picture first on Instagram, I think, and then Teffy talked about it right after.
Do you follow Zoe Kravitz on Instagram?
Yeah. She didn't post it.
I think I do too, but...
It's like a paparazzi picture.
Obviously, I'm just asking.
Well, obviously I follow Zoe Kravitz.
Do you follow Channing Tatum?
No, because you want to know something funny? I've never actually thought Channing Tatum was hot until
this picture. Are you kidding me?
I get it, people. I get why.
Never in your life?
No. I get why people think he's hot.
You cannot be.
He's not my type of hot.
Why isn't he?
It's the ears for me.
Okay, you never thought he was hot in what? 21 Jump Street?
I like him. I think he's cool
and
funny.
He's fucking funny.
I don't think he's hot.
And he's
I don't see him and be like, oh my god, hot.
You don't think his little mannerisms with his face are funny and hot?
I think his mannerisms with his face are funny and endearing.
You don't think he has a square-ass jawline? Like, what the hell is
going on? He might, but you don't think he has weird ears and a little bit of a funny eye placement?
And I've never even seen Magic Mike.
I haven't either, and I would never. I don't care.
I would love to, but I don't think he has funny ears or a weird what placement? Eyes. Eyes? What's wrong with his eyes? Are beautiful.
I don't think I can say it on this podcast.
What
I really think about.
I think he's a very good-looking person.
I'm saying now. Well, guess what? When I saw him riding around on a bike with Zoe Kravitz around his shoulders, I was like, "Is he hot?
Is he the hottest guy I've ever seen?
You want to know why?
With his big,
though?
Tall teeth.
I think it was because his head is completely shaved. That's hot to me. He didn't have hair.
Mm-hmm.
You're agreeing he didn't have hair.
Did he give you like Bruce Willis vibes? On the bike,
yeah,
Pulp Fiction.
He looked like a badass. He looked like big, buff, which also I'm not really usually, it's not
yeah,
something I go for.
Yeah, you don't usually go for that.
I don't really care about if you're big
I
and buff and you
go
to the gym. Because guess what? I'm not going to go to the gym with you. So I don't care. But yeah, for some reason, it was like a Bruce Willis thing. I do like people that look like they can fight you. And that doesn't mean you have to be big and buff. I like people who look like they can fight. I think I just realized that's my type.
Yeah, it's a
any
Chiron
kind of,
thing.
You know, any kind of good fight. It's because of my weird Chiron placements. But he's riding around on a bike. He's got a shaved head, a black cool t-shirt on, and cool jeans.
Oh my gosh.
A cool girl on his shoulder. She's the coolest girl ever.
The coolest.
Other than her mom.
At first I was like, is that her mom? Mm-hmm. No, she's married to Jason Momoa. Never mind.
And before that, was with Lenny Kravitz. Never mind.
Never mind. She's married to only the hottest guy alive.
She only dates hotties. Sorry.
And they have beautiful children and a beautiful family.
Yeah, and they only stay private and keep their mouths shut. And I love that. I know that it doesn't seem like it because I have a podcast and I talk shit. But honestly, when I was with someone for like 7 years off and on, did I ever post a picture with them once?
No.
Never in my life would I. I'm not gonna... Well, I mean, I will here and there, but you know what I mean? I'm not gonna...
No, where are you going with this?
Like, I like people who keep their relationship shit private. Like, nobody knew that they were really dating until this picture that somebody else took of them on a bike came out.
Okay,
I like that aspect. And her mom is like that, too. Her mom is quiet as a mouse. You never hear a beep.
No.
From Lisa.
You hear from Jason, but not Lisa.
Well, that's his job. He's still an actor.
He's probably a Leo. God bless
He probably
America.
Is a Leo.
He's
I actually think he
a
is
Leo.
A Leo. He must be a Leo.
With some Aries... With some Aries. And, alright, anyway.
Can I say something else that's going to piss everybody off? I don't think Jason Momoa is that hot either.
How can you not?
I get why people think he's hot. I get it.
Have you ever seen that episode of Drunk History when he plays the baseball player?
No. I don't.
How can you not? He,
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
What is not hot about him? Can you tell me one thing?
I don't like people that look like Mustafa.
His eyes, his face,
looks,
his
reminds you hair. Of Mustafa, right? The mean lion, right?
No, not at all. You're thinking of his eyebrow.
No. I'm so sorry. Not Mustafa. No, Scar.
You're thinking of a scar in his eyebrow. He does have a scar in his eyebrow.
He's got a scar resembling face.
Are you really going to blame Scar on this?
Yeah, I don't like that.
He does have a person's scar.
Face. I don't like that.
And he does have like very high pitched eyebrows, but so do you, and so does Marilyn Monroe.
Well,
and so does our father.
It's not just the eyebrows.
The high pitched eyebrows.
I'm not saying his eyebrows are the problem. It's the fact that
his
looks
broad
like
shoulders.
No, it's the fact that he looks like Scar, and he gives Scar energy from the Lion King
Scar
movie.
Scar was scrawny.
Brenda. You know
you're
what I'm saying.
You're thinking of Mustafa.
No.
Scar was
shaped.
Scar looked like Prince.
You
and
agree.
Mustafa looked like
I want everybody to rewind this podcast like 30 seconds back, because 30 seconds ago she said, you're talking about Scar. Now she's trying to tell me I'm talking about Mustafa. I'm going to show you Scar right here, right now.
Because Scar was too scrawny to think about Jason Momoa.
To think about Jason Momoa? Is that what you just said to me?
Yes, I did. I said Scar looks like Prince compared to Jason Momoa.
Let me show you something, Brenda.
Which is like Mustafa.
You're telling me that is not Jason Momoa energy?
No, maybe the eyebrows.
Brenda, I'm going to show you a picture of Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Now, get that scar good in your face. You see?
I want to see his body, yaddy, yaddy.
Jason.
He is scrawny. He's like Prince.
Momoa.
His energy is like
this
slinky.
Isn't about Scar. It's about why I don't think Jason Momoa is hot. On the record, he looks. Do you want to know the perfect thing that I'm trying to say to explain this?
Sure.
Teffy's boyfriend?
Yes.
Fiance or whatever.
Love him.
I do think he's hot. Do you want to know who so he? Do you want to know who he resembles?
Who?
Jason Momoa. I think Teffy's boyfriend is hotter than Jason Momoa. Do you want to know why? Because his face doesn't look like an evil cartoon character.
He's a kinder.
He has a
face.
Kinder face. It's the kind face.
He
for
has
me.
A very kind. He has very kind eyes.
I like kind faces.
Yes, Jason Momoa. Not Momoa. Jason Teffy's fiance. First of all, you're very lucky to have
Teffy. They're both named Jason? Hold on.
Yes.
I just put that together.
You're very lucky to have Teffy. She's a bad bitch. But also, you have very kind eyes.
That's not Scar from The Lion King? Jason Momoa?
I mean, I...
Just, is it or not?
I don't get the bad energy thing that you do.
But
I get the hot energy.
You're
like
telling me
red.
That... Guys, I'm just Googling. You just get your phones out and Google Jason Momoa angry. And click on the one picture of him with the smoke in the background.
Why did you get angry?
Because I'm trying to show you. He does look like Scar. Come on, don't, come on.
I mean, it's the eyebrows for you. Yeah, I get it. But he's not Scar.
It's not the eyebrows for me. I like big eyebrows. It's this,
so
you look like
hot.
A villain, sweetie.
Maybe to you.
And I don't get down for big, hot, buff, always. He's too buff.
Neither do I. Just listen.
Like, I don't care. It's honestly not comfortable to lay on.
But I do like the tall, dark, and handsome. I really can't. Mm-hmm. How can you?
You can find tall, dark, and handsome. That are not Jason Momoa. Trust me, sweetie.
I can.
I have.
Gaston? Not Gaston. Oh my gosh. Not Gaston.
Who's Gaston?
That's what I was trying. I thought you were trying to say he was. Gaston from Beauty and the Beast? Ew.
Who?
Definitely different.
Is he the Beast?
No, he's the, like, hulky boyfriend wannabe.
I don't know him.
Whatever. He's a different...
What's his Instagram name?
Not... Tall, dark, and handsome. He's a,
at not tall, dark, and handsome. Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
He's tall, dark hair, and an idiot.
The stupid guy that comes into the bar swinging drinks around?
That wants to date Belle.
The villain? The asshole
no,
guy?
No, he's like the big time guy.
Which one? I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast since I was probably like six.
He's like the guy that's trying to marry Belle or whatever. He's like the big ass
The
idiot.
Beast.
No, not the Beast.
Are we talking about the same movie?
All right, whatever. Clearly,
Beauty and the Beast is Belle with the yellow dress, right?
Yeah, she had like the stupid hulky guy that wanted to date her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, anyway, let's move on. What's your pop pop?
We just talked about it almost all the way through. We got side railed, but
oh my God.
Not that. Not side railed. We got sidetracked. My fault. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz being the best ever
oh
couple
my gosh.
Imaginable.
They're both so hot.
They're just so hot, and they're so. Cool. you can, just because a girl's pretty doesn't mean that she's cool.
I mean, we have seen two pictures of them on a bike, but
it doesn't matter. We did. We watched a 3-minute TikTok about how their birth charts line up. Okay. And guess what? They do. Do you guys want to know why?
Yes. Oh my gosh. The birth charts.
I'll see if I can memorize it all. Channing Tatum, Taurus sun. Zoe Kravitz, Sagittarius sun.
They have a lot of like weird earth fire.
Hold on, let me see if I can remember. Both Virgo moons. I think that girl on TikTok, I'll tag her someplace. I think she said that he had a Aries Mercury and she had a
Mars.
No. I think she said he had a Sagittarius Mercury. He has a Sagittarius Mercury. She has an Aries Mercury, I think.
I don't remember that part.
And then I think she said that she, Zoe, has a fucking, you know.
They have some kind of Aries Leo going on.
He has a Leo Mars. I remember that.
I think one of them has an Aries Mars and one of them has a Leo Mars.
Come on, girl. The point is, it's all fire.
Pretty hot.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty hot and tempting. I mean, I don't blame them.
You know,
Did they talk about the North Node at all?
Maybe she did.
I don't remember.
Maybe she did.
I want to remember what she said. Their Venus placements were, because
it was interesting. I'll tag this girl in the description of this episode so you guys can watch that TikTok that we're talking about.
Yeah, their Venus placements were interesting.
And of course, I'll put the TikTok on our Instagram. Hello at Not Tonight Podcast on Instagram. Follow us because we're fun and we put good music songs on our stories on our Instagram. Sorry, my fault.
We should tag Mr. Rogers every once in a while. Just because he inspired us to sing that song about Daniel all the time.
Oh, yeah. Do you think people ever know what we're doing?
No.
I think that you should go Google Mr. Rogers and the tiger whose name is Daniel.
He's not a mistake.
But he's a mistake. And he's got a good friend that keeps trying to make him feel better. But he keeps wanting to murk himself.
I'm
a mistake.
But sometimes I wonder. Yes, sometimes
I wonder if I'm a mistake. This is deja vu, guys.
I can't do anything else.
If you go back and listen to old episodes,
oh my gosh,
of this podcast, you will find that me and Brenda already did this. This is deja vu. We've already sang this song on the podcast while we were kind of bent. It was like a year ago. It was early pandemic. You can go back and listen. I think it was episode 10.
I think I tried to climb up a tree.
I think Brenda was going through it at the time.
I was going through a mental breakdown.
I think we never went to sleep that night, and it was probably pretty early in the morning. My fault.
It was very early in the morning. I was wearing two wigs. And I was like having, weird ideations. And I was like talking about getting in a cult. I was just kidding the entire time. Like I was definitely going through it, but like I was just being dramatic. I was playing pranks.
That is definitely when our podcast was still a messy little podcast that was really funny messy.
It was funny messy, all right.
It's funny messy.
I mean, it is
a podcast that had no structure.
Think about it. I mean, we were in a pandemic. We were locked in this haunted house.
We had good intentions.
Can you imagine? We never talked about it.
We don't actually talk about our.
We were actually like locked down. Yeah. Like at that time, like we were not going anywhere. We weren't allowed.
What else is there to do but put on wigs and get weird and talk
shit?
We
just had to get weird. My job shut down. Your job shut down. We had to wear wigs. We just wore wigs and I had just gone through a major breakup that was like, whoa. My life was like totally weird.
I don't know what I was going through, but probably something.
I don't know what Linda was going through.
I probably blocked it out if I can't remember what I was going through. I'm always going through something.
You were staying here a lot. I know that.
My fault. Yeah.
But that's why we started the podcast, because you were staying here a lot It was the middle of winter. It was, like, fucking weird. We were not really the middle of winter, actually. It was, like, the beginning of spring. But it felt like the middle of winter.
In my heart. It felt like an icebox in my heart.
It was an icebox in my heart.
Oh, my God.
I was going through it that night when we first started talking about Mr. Rogers.
Damn.
I was going through it.
Go back and listen, people. This is the end of Pop Lock and Dromit. Pop Lock and Dromit.
And remember that? Oh, my gosh. We had just watched that.
What?
Mr. Rogers documentary. I don't remember what it's called, but
mad.
Shout out. It makes everybody cry. Mr. Rogers
is sad. He makes me cry because he's so nice and it's his kind heart
you
and eyes for me.
You are my friend.
This is, wow, look at us. Only 16 minutes for Pop, Lock, and Drama. Is this real? Why is time weird for me tonight?
Because we're cool.
My fault. Bye.
My fault. Night.
Watch this.
Hey, are you okay?
No, dude. Sing it loud.
I'm just kidding.
You whispered it last time.
Sing it loud to me?
Mm-hmm. You sing it to me loud.
Hey, are you okay? You okay, honey? No, I'm not doing it right.
Just do it right with your throat. And then if they want to turn it down, just guys, turn down the volume a little bit if you don't want to hear us yell. I think you have to for once.
Honey, are you okay? You're okay. I like it when he says, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
I like it when he says, when you came through the window, then it hit me. The girl said no.
But he never really said that.
He said, Annie, are you okay? Because I'm jealous that you're okay.
When he gets so high, I just can't do a very good impression of it.
I'm talking about both versions, too.
I know, right? Like,
I combine them.
I'm talking about both, too. But, like, dude, when he goes so high, I feel like I can't do it justice.
Michael Jackson?
Both. I don't know what that guy's name is, but whatever the guy, Alien Ant Farm guy, and Michael Jackson himself as well. I just cannot do it justice, so I can't try yet. So I just keep going through the same old bullshit. I'm sorry I'm letting y'all down.
No, you know what we really need to do if we were a real, really good podcast for our fans?
Learn the actual lyrics to the song, because we keep saying the sound of a crescendo, and he never says that.
Maybe not even learn the lyrics of the song correctly, but record us singing it, right or wrong lyrics, on a backtrack and use it as the actual segment intro.
That would be way more professional.
Way more professional. Yeah, if somebody wants to be our editor, then we could do that because we don't have enough time to do all the things yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of time.
Try to get time.
Don't have.
That's a lot of time we don't have, but we'll try.
Anyways,
this is your segment, not mine.
Oh my goodness. Let me take a sip of my little ramble on.
Yeah.
This little Indian pale ale, man. It's like so pretty. It looks like an energy drink. That's what the cashier told me. Wow.
I thought you had a koozie on your beer before I realized that it was the label. So that's actually...
It's such a beautiful design. Even the cashier was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to ID you because it looks like an energy drink. It's just so beautiful.
Oh. My fault. I thought the label was a cute... Just kidding. This is a different segment. Annie, are you okay? Because it's your segment and it's okay.
All right. Guess what, y'all?
What?
What are we going to talk about today?
You tell me.
We're going to talk...
We're going to tell you. Last episode, we told you guys what we're talking about.
I don't even like this beer. Do you want to...
No, I don't. I don't.
I didn't think I wouldn't like it, but I don't.
What does this mean? What are you trying to tell me? You're about to leave?
I might have to leave.
I would say don't, because look at your dog. He's being good right now. If you stand up, it's fucked. We're going to have to start all over.
Okay, do y'all want to talk about
Hold on. We need to learn how to talk real quick. The last 3 minutes have been...
Yeah. What are we doing? Do y'all want to talk about Marilyn Monroe or what?
Yes.
What about her? What do you think happened? What do you think happened?
I think, for real, I'm not going to sing it like Daniel the Tiger from Mr. Rogers this time. But I really do think that we have been made to think that she was like so fragile, like such a fragile, broken girl who had problems and whatever. And we were like made to think that her mental state was like kind of just fragile and iffy. And like, yeah, like it's, yeah, it's not surprising that she did accidentally oops overdose because she was going through it and she might be kind of clumsy and when she was just going through it. But I don't think that's true. Do you want to know what I think?
Yes.
I think that the Kennedy brothers were little sluts together and they were scared of Marilyn real bad.
So. I wish y'all could see my face right now because I look like a cartoon character because I'm geeking the fuck out.
Yeah, that's what I think.
She's right, Brother Kennedy.
Yeah, I actually didn't know really that.
There's actually a lot of parties involved.
I actually didn't really know until like more recently in my adult life that it was both. It was both brothers. I knew about Bobby. I mean, not, but no. I'm sorry. Our president, Johnny.
You knew about John.
I knew about Johnny.
Oh no, it was more Bobby than John. Hello.
That's crazy.
I mean, allegedly, let's all say allegedly.
This together. Whole episode is alleged.
Let's all sing it together. Allegedly.
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 Allegedly. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, go fuck yourself. We're not, they're like all dead, so what is it?
I mean.
What is it really?
We're gonna get into a lot of weird names and weird things, and this is all allegedly, so if you wanna come for us, we're saying don't.
Don't. Yeah, just
don't, sweetie.
Save your time and don't.
Here's where it started. Okay, so basically, Marilyn Monroe.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
She's like a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Everybody loves her.
A lot of college boys have that one picture of her in black and white on their wall.
Iconic.
So.
Iconic.
Iconic across generations.
She's a beautiful girl. You had a thing. You had a Marilyn Monroe, like, bedroom or some shit,
didn't
you?
I did in middle school, like, in eighth grade. I had a
big thing. Why was that?
Because I had to write a little paper for my English class about, like, someone that I think is iconic, and I picked Marilyn Monroe, which is not who I would have picked now.
But why? But, like, what was your reasoning?
Honestly, do you want to know? I was actually, as an eighth grader, pretty smart. No. Because I knew she was going through it as a 13-year-old or however the fuck old. I knew she was going through it and I felt bad for her. And I remember watching this documentary about her and hearing them talk about, like, she used to write in her journals a lot, obviously. Yes. And there was this one part of her journal where she, like, wrote a whole page, I guess, like a little poem kind of about bridges. And just, like, how she's fascinated by, like, the beauty of, like, bridges. Like, literal architectural bridges, but, like, how some bridges are shitty and whatever. And you are about to cough, my friend. But the bridges. And I thought that it was so nice and delicate. Google that poem, that Marilyn Monroe, like, bridges something. I don't know it off the top of my head. But I wrote a paper about it. Like, she was so smart, and she was just going through it. And I think people should have had more sympathy for the girl. And me guess too. What? Maybe she wasn't going through it as much as we thought. Maybe she was on to something because her stupid slut boyfriends were doing pillow talk with her about CIA shit.
Yeah.
Because they're stupid boys just like everybody.
That's pretty much what we're about to get into.
Let's get into it. My fault. It's not my podcast.
No. I mean, you're right on the money. You were right on the segment. You brought that all back home, Linda, because that's exactly what we're going to get into.
Great.
Let's rewind for like just two millimeters of a second. Okay, she danced all night with Bobby Kennedy in February of 1962.
Where?
Doesn't matter. Y'all just listen to
me. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, I'm going to try not to ask too many questions. No,
that's the only thing you don't have to ask questions about. Okay. Everything else is on. We're good.
But I do want to ask the why, where are they dancing? Who saw it? How do we know they're dancing?
It was reported. Do you want me to? It's on my phone.
No, okay, my fault. No.
Like, there are accounts of, yes.
They definitely danced. They were seen
dancing all night, talking all night.
Okay.
Smoking and drinking and talking.
Fun.
And just loving it.
They smoked inside back then.
Everybody smoked inside. Everybody's hair smelled like smoke all the time. Can you imagine?
Yeah. It's gross now, but honestly.
Everybody's walls were covered in smoke all the time.
As a child, it's a nostalgic smell to me. I don't. It's not.
Yeah, but our parents didn't even smoke inside.
No, but like certain grandparents.
Yes, some of our grandparents very much did.
So, my fault.
It's probably why I have this voice. But anyway, okay, right, so.
They danced all night, they smoked cigarettes.
They danced all night, they could have danced all night. La di da, that, okay, that's
February.
Did you
say they did coke all night?
No, I said could have. They could have danced all night.
They could have. My fault. Tina Turner, my fault.
Anyway. a lot of times I get this information from this girl on TikTok. Her name is Dude It's Haley. We'll come back to her.
Her name is Dude It's Haley. That's her name.
Her name is actually dude.it.hxiley.
All right, cool. Go find her. My,
yeah, she's cool. But honestly, Haley.
What? Oh, no. Are you going to read her?
Just read her. I love you, girl. I'm about to use a lot of your references, girl. But sometimes it's frustrating because you pause. You say, hit pause. And then you
tell her. Tell her.
You give her. You give us like 1 millimeter of a second, and then you get your big ass head in the way, and your head. My head's big too. It's okay, but like
my forehead's big.
You know, I have a huge forehead, but
I'm not judging your head, but it is big.
That's but a fact. Like you're like you don't give us enough time to pause, girl. You don't give us enough time to pause.
Some of us have audio and like visual processing disorders, and we need a long time to read something on our screen, especially when we're trying to remember what you're even talking about in the story that we're trying to listen to. Ooh, in under 3 minutes.
And I have to read on my own before you're talking. Like you're exactly right. Let's pause and read
because I want to hear her read it, but I need to read it on my own too.
Yes, exactly. I have to read it first on my own, but you don't give me enough time.
The point is, sweetie, your TikToks aren't exactly adaptable for neurotypical
neurodivergent people. I think people. You're getting better though. Like this is like the Marilyn Monroe series that we're about to get into, which is like I think her first big hit series.
Okay.
I don't know this girl.
I liked her.
She's pretty. I like her. Yeah. She's cool. She's cool. Like, she reminds me of, like, one of our sisters, but...
I totally like her.
She just doesn't give enough time to fucking pause, Haley.
I can like you and say that your TikToks need to be better for the neurodivergent
crowd. Like, we're just talking to, like, a sister, Haley. It's fine.
imagine, she's never gonna hear this.
We like you. Like, you're cool.
Yeah, whatever.
You're right. Cool, but anyway.
It's not her. It's not about her. It's about the fucking slut brothers.
No, it's actually about Marilyn Monroe.
It's about her, sure, but the slut brothers killed her, allegedly.
Okay. So we have to back up to, like, July. Late July. This is, like, days. I didn't know that it was, like, so fast.
Me either.
But it was, like, days leading up to her death. So
don't whisper. I don't want to have to turn this into my car when I listen to this. I like this story. I want this to be really loud in my ears. I love this. Scream it into the mic.
This was, like, days leading up to Marilyn Monroe. I cannot say her name. Marilyn Monroe. It was days leading up to her death, like, 29th, 30th of July-ish. Like, don't quote me, but she dies on, like, August 4th-ish. So, like, we're talking 1 week-ish. So, days leading up. This is something that's, like, really big that happens.
She dies, right?
Obviously, she's gonna die. Spoiler alert, Marilyn Monroe is going to die on August 4th-ish.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't being shady. I really didn't want to know the date that she died. It's my fault.
But we're going back. First, we live this up with, like, the February she met Bobby Kennedy. She has a full-blown thing with Bobby Kennedy, y'all. Just, like, let's
put it out there. Who do you think is hotter?
Who?
Bobby or his brother?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
We can come back to it after this story.
Yeah, let's come back.
Okay. I can't go there yet.
Okay.
Let's learn about their fucked up intentions first.
Okay, so here we go. It's going to get really fucked up really fast.
All right.
So, Marilyn Monroe flies into Calneva. It's a casino, like, little hotel shindig that cuts off the border of, like, California and Nevada where you can gamble. So it's, like, and it's run by Frank Sinatra, who she used to date as well, right?
Oh, did she date
him? Yeah.
They dated too? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, and then she dated that baseball player, right?
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio. And they're all kind of, like weirdly connected.
That's what I thought.
This whole story.
Okay.
Wow. So, and, like, there's a lot of, like, alleged, like, like,
mess?
Like,
crime? Drugs?
Like, wise guys.
I love wise
They're
guys.
They're wise guys.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of wise guys stuff going on.
That's all
on.
You have to say.
Anyway, so, she goes to Calneva in late July, and she, like, just, kind of, like, gotten fired from this big movie with Dean Martin, who was also at the Calneva Lounge all the time, like, Frank Sinatra and, like, Dean Martin and all these like dudes, like they were like super famous. Peter Lawford is a big one who I don't even know who the hell he is or if he's still alive.
When you said it, I was saying in my head, I don't know who that is, but she's saying like it's a big deal.
But like, ew.
You don't know who he is either.
Well, we will get to Peter Lawford, but like, I don't have.
How old is she at this time around? Estimate.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Like late 20s, early 30s?
It was 1962, so probably late 30s, I would say. Like 37, probably.
And she was still going out with wise guys? Like cool, hot wise guys?
We will get to that.
Sorry, but like, I'm asking so many questions.
She actually did have I never knew this. This is like a little spoiler alert. I never knew that she actually had a Mexican boyfriend at the time.
Wow.
Whose name was Jose Bolaños, and he was like actually the last person to like take a call from her. Like she was the last person to call him. And he said that like we'll get back to that.
Okay, all right.
We'll get back to that. But anyway, oh my goodness gracious.
I think we should say now we're not gonna get to all of this in this episode. So
it might be
a two-parter.
It could be, but you're gonna get mad.
Well, it's gonna be because look at the time. It ain't my fault.
It's gonna be me.
I gotta leave in like 30 minutes at the most. All right. Late is my fault.
Let me get to the first part and you can get good and mad and then
Okay, great.
Decide.
Cliffhanger. No, but there's nothing. We're gonna finish it. We're gonna keep talking about this. There's so much to get into.
Right. This is important, though, and I cannot believe that nobody has ever, like, documented it now. That's why I'm referring to it, but anyway.
I don't want to rush it. Sorry, guys. We don't live together. We're not podcasting 24/7. We don't live together. I have to go home. It's nighttime, but
We haven't even started talking about it.
Yeah, I'm just, I can tell that we both, I have a lot of questions, and you have a lot of teas, and we both want to gossip, so might take a while, so I just want to address it.
So she gets to the Cal Neva Lodge on, like, July 28th-ish, like a Saturday. She's been there before. To be honest, allegedly, she's overdosed there before.
Oh.
So, like, it's, like, she's familiar. She's okay. Familiar with Frank. She's familiar with the whole crew. Whatever. But here's what's, like, really going on. It's bad. It's gonna get bad. Okay, so... Like, she gets there, everybody, like, is cool, whatever, like, same familiar people, like, Dean Martin, like, she just got fired from the movie with Dean Martin, but, like, he gets, you know, he's around, whatever. And here's where, like, a lot of tea comes from.
What?
It's this, like, piano player guy, his name is Buddy, like...
Holly?
No. Yeah, I wish.
No, Lori, stop it.
His name is, like, Buddy Greco, he's, like, a piano player. So he, like, gives all this tea, and... Apparently, like, Marilyn was, like, kind of out of it, whatever, kind of fucked up. And she, like, turned because she was, like, stumbling in the hallway or whatever. And people were looking at her. And she was, like, screaming to them, which I love. No, I love this for her.
What?
She turned to them and she was, like, who the fuck are they staring at?
Nice.
Who the fuck are they staring at?
Nice.
But Frank Sinatra got pissed. So he told his little bodyguard... Coochie, quote unquote, handle her. So Coochie took her away. One moment, please. I have to deal with my dog.
The piano player.
All right. So the piano player is going to tell us a lot.
What?
So that night at Cal Neva, she was there. She was stumbling, whatever. She turned around. She was like, what the fuck are y'all staring at? And then Frank Sinatra was like, Coochie, go take care of her. And then, according to some accounts, they thought that she just, like, left the premises pretty much. Like, she just, like, took a jet back home kind of thing. But that's actually, like, not the case, allegedly, according to Buddy Greco, the piano player. He was like, And, like... Trigger warning, like, there's multiple accounts of this, by the way. Like, it's not, like, that one guy just alone. Like, but I don't want to, like, throw... I'm trying to be respectful, but whatever.
We don't even know what you're about to tell us. What?
Trigger warning, like, some fucked up shit's about to happen here. Like, just for, like, I'm not going to get into graphic detail, but, like, for, like, maybe, like, skip ahead if you have trigger warning, like, sexual abuse, like, type of thing happening. for like 10, 20 seconds.
Vulgar sexual language?
No, I'm going to keep it whatever. But yeah, if you're like, yeah, whatever.
If you're kind of conservative, skip ahead like 20 seconds. It's about to be fucked up. All right, say something fucked up. I need to know what he said.
Okay, so basically they took advantage of her big time. Who? Big time.
Who?
Multiple parties.
Frank Sinatra?
Multiple people at that lounge took advantage of her, and there's photos and like there's documentation of it. It's very
just
it's
that
very
one
bad.
Night.
Yes,
when she was.
Everybody allegedly thought that she had left. She had actually not left yet. She had been taken to a different room allegedly, and there was multiple pictures of her in like very compromising positions. They said like it's very 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 fucked up. It's very fucked up.
I never knew that.
And on some accounts, some people say that that is not the first time.
Oh,
like,
no.
Basically alleging that she had been drugged in some certain way over there on multiple accounts and taken advantage of on multiple accounts.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. So, after that last time, she came back and she was like, it's a hot girl summer.
Wait, hold on.
What?
So what you just described, that one night when Frank Sinatra told Coochie to go get her.
It's like 5 days before she died.
Okay, so what do you mean the last time? That time?
That was the last time.
You told me that she had overdosed there before.
Yes.
Too.
That was
before that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last time? What are you talking about?
The last time that happened, like that kind of incident happened, was on July 30th or 29th. Of 1962.
Oh.
But it had happened before. Like, she had overdosed and had, like, incidents similar to this happened before.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's really messed up.
I know, but you keep telling me, but what?
So she gets back and, like, she starts seeing this guy, her doctor, Dr. Greenson, and her other guy, Dr. Engelberg. She sees them like 27 out of 35 days, and the other one like 13 days. Like, they're shooting her up with like really high dose, like, I don't know, something, medicine.
Drugs?
I don't know.
What, like, are you scared of?
Like, I'm not scared. I don't know. Like, I don't know what, like, a, I don't know what, like, the, they said she was like depressive and, it seems like tranquilizer kind of, like.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Like, she knew that they were doing that?
I mean, they were just treating her. So.
For what?
Her depressive state.
Who hired them?
That's a good question.
Who cares? All right, my
fault. No, that's a very good question.
Okay.
Dr. Greenson is, like, a communist person. And Eunice Murray is going to come into play very soon. She's her housekeeper that finds her, allegedly.
You're whispering a little bit.
Am I?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're like big into like this big conspiracy theory type of thing. Like, they were like communist, whatever. Parallel. There's a parallel.
Okay.
Anyway, so Marilyn comes back and she gets all these injections by this guy, and she's like, fuck this shit. I'm going to get my own bag. And she gets, like, renegotiated a deal with the movie that she was trying to do with Dean Martin. Like, a $1 million deal was, like, a big deal back then. Like, a big deal. And she started talking about cleaning house. She was like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm getting bugged by the president. And I don't want it anymore.
Bugged, like, some, like, they're listening? Like, they played
like
the device?
Like, they bugged her house. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, bugged. Like, you're getting on my nerves. Like, bugaboo. Like, the Destiny's Child.
Oh, she's getting bugabooed, too, for real. Like, Destiny's Child, for real. But she's also getting, like, literally bugged. And she's, like, not threatening, but, like, just being, like, look, I'm tired of this. Like, I just got... Something bad just happened to me at the mm-hmm. Calneva Lounge, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of getting played like a toy.
Oh, I know what's about to happen. Okay.
What?
Just keep going. What?
So, okay, so she returns. Also, this is very important.
What?
The day that she returned from the Calneva Lounge after she, like, allegedly got, mm-hmm. like, something really bad happened, She called the justice of...
We can just say it.
The Justice Department. What?
She got gangbanged by bad people.
She called the Justice Department and she had a conversation with them for 10 minutes, but nobody allegedly knows what was said.
Okay.
But that was the very day. So anyway, so here's all the people that were there the day that she died.
Okay.
She died like 5 days later. Housekeeper, Eunice Murray. Publicist, Pat Newcomb, who was a very good friend of Bobby Kennedy. Peter Lawford, actor, slash, maybe hooked up with her, slash, fixer, slash...
Fixer of what?
Everything.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
Like the guy from Pulp Fiction?
The fixer, slash, very good friend of Bobby Kennedy.
Okay.
Attorney General Bobby Kennedy was there at least twice, probably three times.
The day she died?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
The day she actually died?
The moment. Yeah, pretty much the moment.
Bobby?
Yeah. Yes.
Was in her home.
Yes. The official statement says he was in San Francisco, but no, fuck that. He was there three times.
Oh, my God.
Also, Dr. Engelberg. Also, Mickey Rudin, who was her attorney, but also Frank Sinatra's attorney.
Oh, my
also,
God.
Also, Norman
They were
Jeffries.
All in her house
yes.
on the same day?
Yes. Yes. Crime scene.
What?
Crime scene. Situation. And nobody seemed to give one fuck.
Oh my God.
I don't know why everybody
Hold
was
on,
trampling
I'm sorry.
On.
I might need you to run that
the
back.
The investigation. Everybody was trampling on, moving her body around. You're about to see. You don't understand.
All right. Okay. Go on. Yeah,
so, these
go
are the
on.
People.
Oh my God.
That was like basically it. So,
yeah, but like that's a lot of.
Norman Jeffries is going to come into play a lot. He was actually Eunice's like brother-in-law or son-in-law or some shit. He never got interviewed, but he came out and said all this shit later.
Okay, this is good. I like your energy now, sweetie. What's next? What happened next?
Okay.
They were all there. That's fucked.
Yes.
I never knew that.
The day of her death.
Okay.
The day of her death.
Yeah.
Let me look at my notes. Might have left out some.
Were they all there at the same time or different times or what? Anybody know? Nobody knows? It's a lot.
Yeah, oh no, I know.
Oh.
So, her phone was bugged. Bobby, okay. So, she was freaked out that day. Mm-hmm. Earlier in that day. Eunice was already involved. She was like the housekeeper, so she was already there. But, yes, Marilyn Monroe, and Eunice says several times that Marilyn never even drank or ate anything that whole entire day. But Marilyn was freaked out. She tried to talk to her friend Jean Carmen. It was her birthday that day. They're like good friends. But Jean Carmen was like, I can't come over today or whatever. And
you're whispering again. What happened to you? You're screaming a second ago.
Sorry, Marilyn said that her phone was bugged. And then at like 3:00 in the afternoon, Bobby Kennedy arrives.
And she was complaining about Bobby bugging her, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, now you're really bugging me, Bugaboo.
Bugaboo shows up. And yeah. Not only that, but he kicks everybody out.
Who is he to be in charge?
I will open a Bud Light for you, motherfucker. Psych, I hate you.
Oh my God.
He orders everybody out. Go
He's
fuck
not the
yourself,
boss
Bobby Kennedy.
Of this house?
Well, he got it. What? I don't, you know, something
what?
Happened. What? He got assassinated, but anyway.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't the boss of her house. I don't care if he got assassinated.
He
Does
ordered
that mean that he was the boss of her
him
house?
Him and his people allegedly ordered everybody out.
Okay.
And.
Rest in peace, Bobby, but you are not the boss of her house.
Allegedly, they had to, like, go to, like, the freaking neighbor's house or some shit.
Okay.
Like, for a while. It's like 3 in the afternoon.
Before she died?
Yes. Like
okay,
3
okay.
in the afternoon.
Not after they found her dead.
Oh
before
my gosh,
she's dead.
3 in the afternoon. Daytime.
I don't know what time she died.
She... That's... We're going to get to it.
Okay.
3 in the afternoon, she's having a fight with Bobby Kennedy and two of his people in her house, and they're ripping shit apart, apparently, allegedly.
Oh.
They're trying to find this little red notebook that she apparently has something against... Something. That they're afraid of her coming forward with something.
Oh.
Something.
Do you know?
Kind of.
Should I say it or are you saving it for later?
No.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
The little red book, right?
Yeah.
That's got like all of the fucking pillow talk that the Slut Brothers were spitting to her. Like about the Area 51 and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
She knew
all
the government secrets because they're dumb, stupid boys I told her.
Yeah, well.
And I think, didn't she even... I thought she even, like, got pissed and told Bobby, like, all right, bitch, I'm about to air your shit out, you stupid slut.
She did, and that's why they...
Okay, so that... Well, you didn't tell us that yet. That's why they were all at her house that day? Because she... Was this after she told him that she was going to air his shit out?
That's pretty much... Honestly, you're right. I didn't do a very good job of telling this story because that's honestly the reasoning behind the way she was treated at Cal Neva. She got fucking sexually assaulted, but whatever, It's really bad. It's really horrible.
It is.
But that happened apparently, allegedly, to in an attempt to silence her.
So that was after she told Bobby she was going to tell us.
Yes, yes.
That, I think, is a key point.
Maybe I mistake.
Maybe I have linear, ADHD processing issues and tell stories out of order. My fault.
I just figured y'all, knew that.
I don't know this. Okay, they don't know. I know, but they don't know.
Yeah, that was a big fuck up.
That's
and also, she did some shit in Mexico, apparently, and accidentally did some, accidentally talked about some communist shit that she shouldn't have talked about.
You know what? I have an idea.
What?
Remember, we actually already said in this very episode that we were going... Maybe we didn't say it on record, but we said to each other at some point tonight that we were gonna get into it, leave it on a cliffhanger for the girls, and then come back next week and finish it.
All right.
All right, tell us something really fucked up, and then we'll end the segment.
Okay.
Just give us a cliffhanger.
That she, fired everybody that day. She fired everybody that day.
Who?
And nobody left.
The day that she died? Or in Mexico?
Yes. No, not in Mexico.
Because you're you're about to tell us. You might have to...
Oh, she accidentally... Oh, my gosh. No. It's not that big of a deal. She accidentally, maybe... She was, okay, she was in Mexico, and she maybe have, allegedly given some, weird, mafia connection kind of thing, She maybe, just got, drunk and just had a little bit.
Just say it. Like she's more, not going to sue us. She's
dead. I don't know the information. Nobody knows. She just maybe, got, she just spread something that she shouldn't have spread. That was, a pretty big deal, as it turned out.
Okay.
So, anyway.
To her boyfriend in Mexico or just to the girls, anyone?
I think to anyone. I think it was before. I don't know. Because she does have a boyfriend, Jose.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was to him. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So, the tea is that, Bobby does arrive.
No, we're not finishing the story. We're leaving. You're giving us the cliffhanger to leave.
Bobby arrives. Is that the cliffhanger?
Arrives where? The day that she dies?
This is 4 o'clock. She doesn't die until 11:30, but then people don't say she dies until 4:25.
The next day?
Yeah. It's a cover-up.
Okay, let's leave it there.
All right.
Damn, dude.
Damn. Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
And then next week we can even talk about Jackie watching Marilyn perform Happy Birthday to Everyone's President.
She wasn't there for that.
I know, but we can talk about what we think she thought of it. Because I know what I would have thought if I was his wife.
And we can also talk about the MK Ultra tie-in. It's so messed up, but it's completely tied into Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, this is a two-parter topic. We treated it in the beginning like it wasn't gonna be, but it is. I mean, it's Marilyn Monroe and the Kennedys and MKUltra. Get a life, people.
I mean, a lot happens. A lot goes down, this next, 8 hours. We're at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
I know it is. I think that this is the end of this podcast because I have to go home because it's nighttime.
Yeah, I got pretty energetically drained, dude. Heavy.
It's late and it's heavy
content.
This is
the hardest part. The Cal Neva night is so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
I didn't know any of that.
It's so fucked up, man. And I feel like they just tried to manipulate her so badly. And maybe, I don't even know about the MK Ultra ties. That's a whole nother fucking
side branch. That might have to be its own episode.
Yeah, it's a whole different side branch. But, it's just so messed up. It drains you.
Maybe, yeah. Next week, we'll come back and get into the real messiness. Not necessarily NPR style investigative facts, but the real messy details.
I mean, a lot of shit's about to go down. Well, this is the day.
I know, but we skipped over the her yelling, telling Bobby to go fuck himself part until the end.
True.
My fault, Leroy's in the background. I tune him out.
Oh my gosh, we don't have a hometown. What's our hometown? Okay, my dog is getting out of control, and I'm getting out of control.
I'm getting out of control.
Everybody's getting out of control, so here's our hometown.
Pernambuco. Pernambuco, right?
Brazil. Portuguese-speaking. I love you.
We love Brazilians.
I love Sue George. I love Portuguese everything.
Is he Brazilian? Brazilian. Is he Brazilian, or is he actually Portuguese?
Both.
What do you mean? Like, is he from Portugal?
I think he's from Brazil, but he speaks Portuguese. I think.
He's Brazilian?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's from Portugal.
Uh-oh.
We'll Google it.
Well.
He's not from Pernambuco, but you guys are cool because you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we like, Brazil.
Brazilian girls are really pretty.
Brazil, I love ya. All right,
we have a good soccer team, I hear. I don't actually watch soccer. Gross. I don't really know, but I see a lot of people wearing Brazilian soccer shirts.
Whatever. I don't even care about soccer.
Well, if they're listening to us in Brazil, they probably love soccer.
Oh, well, Brenna does it.
I don't even. Linda doesn't either. I don't.
I've
watched maybe two soccer games in my life, and it was just that one time some years ago when it was like during the Olympics or something.
Oh yeah, that was like pretty fun.
Probably fun. It wasn't fun, but I watched it. It was kind of fun.
You know, like the big game.
Yeah, the big game. The big soccer match.
That one big game that they play, like every...
the World Soccer Series?
Every, like, 12 years. It's probably, like,
the cup or something, like the soccer cup.
You know, that one...
For real, what do they call it in soccer?
I don't...
X Games?
Goal like games? FIFA or, like... No.
I think FIFA is a video game.
Right? Like, the World Cup. Or the...
The World Cup.
Global Cup? World Cup.
Is World Cup tennis?
I don't know.
What the fuck is soccer's championship?
Like the World Cup, I think, right?
That's soccer for real.
That's like the one time I got into soccer.
Hey Siri. What is the World Cup?
It's like
a mini. The 2022 FIFA World Cup will be played in Qatar between November 21st, 2022 and December 19th, 2022.
Okay, but what sport is that? What does this mean? It's just, she's just telling me the stupid countries. Is it soccer?
Well, it's soccer in America, but in everybody else's country, it's football.
So FIFA isn't a video game?
FIFA is like the, I don't know, like the manufacturer.
The manufacturer of soccer?
I don't understand soccer, y'all. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I hate soccer.
Anyway, I did get into the World Cup for like 1 second, okay? I gotta go.
Please, I have to go.
We gotta go.
Next
we love
week,
you.
We've really got you guys.
We will come back, I promise. Like, we were just having fun. We haven't seen each other in a while. Yeah. It's been a while. Gosh.
We've gotta do something about this because we always spend too long catching up like sisters.
I know.
Then by the time we get to the actual podcast that is our job, we're like burnt out.
We smoked so much tea before.
Oh my god, I thought you just said we smoked so much weed before.
No, I wish. No, we spilled so much tea before we even came here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of drained me.
Maybe we should start secretly recording us when we're just catching up and then, like, save it for a documentary one day when we're famous.
We need, like, a Steven to bleep out.
Or, like, we'll use it for TikToks and stuff. But we're not. We don't have enough time because we're a busy girl combo. So we need someone to do
our
editing.
We're so busy. We love y'all.
Call us
at 323-6-30.
That's our phone number, not lady to lady. Because lady to lady is actually our podcast. And we gave them that phone
I
number.
I keep forgetting to call them back.
Don't call them. I'll call them.
No.
Yeah.
I have a lot of lady problems.
I know, but they have a time limit on us.
I have so many lady problems. It's not even funny.
Can I say something?
What?
I never listen to their actual podcast.
Shut the phone.
You do. That's fine.
I love them.
I like them.
This is Brenda. I follow them on Instagram,
but I don't listen to them.
I listen very loyally. Like, they're my very favorite. Like, they're right up there with Kara and Lisa.
They're not anywhere near Kara and Lisa to me.
It's like the same rotation, girl. Anyway, they're all... They're all the best to me. They're all the best. I cannot talk. Goodbye.
Go Becky.
I'm tired of talking.
Rate our podcast and send it to your girlfriends and your boyfriends and your mom's friends and...
Go Becky.
Go Becky yourself and then rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts. And we will maybe start reading our favorite ones on the show when we get enough because you guys are lazy and don't do it. But it really helps us if you really want us to be your favorite girls, pop culture wise and podcasting. Love you. Bye.
That was a beautiful song. That was like so beautiful.
I have to go. I'm hot.
Can we cancel this
podcast? Oh my god, bye guys, love you, see you next time. I'm Linda, I'm a fraud, I have to drive home, goodbye, I'm sweating, my belly button is sweaty, goodbye, it's hot outside, it's summer time, good night.
It's a hot girl summer.
It's a hot girl summer. I knew that you were gonna start coughing. You did it way too long. I knew. I was wondering why you were. I was like, did she forget this is a podcast? I might as well do it too, right?
You cut it off at a good time.
It's like, this is a silly blooper. What if this is a silly blooper? Just the coughing. Just this. I didn't even. That was a fake cough. I was just crying.
Dude, is that guy still here? We have binoculars. Your binoculars are right over there.
Hold on. Why are you guys working for me? Like, it's for you.
Did you watch that TikTok I sent you about Harry the Spy?
Sweetie. I've been on that TikTok for like 6 days.